Paul, well done. How would you assess that performance today?
Yeah, obviously delighted. You know, clean sheet, a big 3 points for us, you know, because Wednesday are in good form and they're a good team. But I'm delighted with my players today, you know, and the conditions weren't great. It was a typical derby game, you know, it was scrappy at times. But I think we fully deserved the 3 points over the course of the 90 minutes.
It seems like a long time ago that you said to your players, look, you've almost got your livelihoods at stake here. You've got to improve, because your team have really taken that message on since you put it out there.
They have, and it's not just after a 5-0 defeat. It's after a 1-0 win as well. You know, we've got 9 games left. You know, people already are saying that we're safe. Well, we're not safe. You know, we need to keep our standards really high. And when we do that, and we've got our players fit and players back from suspension, we've shown this year that we can compete at this level and can compete well. So we just need to keep that going now, you know, and I'll make sure that happens.
You've found a good balance between working hard, because you've got the players who will do the ugly stuff on a football pitch, haven't you? But you've got a bit of quality in there as well.
Yeah, we have. You know, we think we've got quality throughout the team. When you add the work ethic we've seen today and the togetherness that we've seen today, you know, you've got a chance. Clean sheet's really pleasing, because, you know, I've seen them midweek against QPR and it caused them all sorts of problems. But right throughout the team, we defended well from the front. The work ethic of the front too was fantastic, and the rest of the team carried that on.
And you also, I mean, it's tough to outwork this Sheffield Wednesday team. I've seen them the last two games and they've worked ever so hard to get a couple of good results, but you did just sort of have that bit more than them today, didn't you?
But we did a little bit. Consciously, we took the not the pressure, the work rate off the boys this week, because we'd played Saturday, Tuesday, Saturday last week. So we really, really wanted them to be flying today, and we knew that with Wednesday playing Saturday, Tuesday, we know how it can catch up on you. So we still worked on the tactical side of it, but really took them off the physical side of it, and I think that worked for us today.
On the goal, that's the kind of goal all strikers love to score, isn't it?
It's the sort of goal Brownie deserves, you know, because he's been outstanding for us. And for all his work rate and everything he does to get a 1 yard tap in is fantastic. And they're the best goals forward score.
No, I bet they are. And, you know, people will often talk about the Billy Sharps in the team and some of the other players that you've got, but Brown and Keegan, they just don't stop, do they? They've been integral, really, to turning this around.
That's why every time they're fit, they play. You know, they've been fantastic for me from day one. James Coppinger's another one, Paul Quinn, you know, right throughout the team, we've got characters and we've got winners. But we need to keep it going. You know, we talk about defeats, drawing a line under it. We need to draw a line under today, because we've got a big game Tuesday night, another big game next Saturday, and we really need to see the season out now.
How has Coppinger just fitted in at fullback? I mean, it's not a position that I ever thought I'd ever see him play, but he's done well there, hasn't he?
I thought he was outstanding again today. He's such a good professional. And sometimes when you talk about people being good professionals, you tend to take away that they're not technically gifted, but James has got it all. You know, he's around the training ground, and when we have team meetings, he's a figure that the boys look up to, and his performances really, really show what a good professional he is, and he's an example to the other players, especially the younger ones.
How's Sam Johnston? It looked like he was just feeling his calf at the end there.
Yeah, he's fine. He's fine. It's the first time in 25 years I've seen a goalkeeper take cramp. So that will be the last time he'll be getting a rest in the week.
Was it ever tempting at all, though, when you see a goalkeeper struggling like that, you've got 10 minutes to go, you know, to make a change, or would you rather, with the conditions as they were, just stick with the guy who's played 80 minutes to that point?
You do, but, you know, we've got Ross Turnbull back in the bench today, and Ross has been absolutely fantastic for us this season. You know, he was unlucky when he got his injury, so having that little comfort blanket of having Ross there sort of made up for it, but getting a bit of cramp doesn't wash with me. You can stay on for 90 minutes.
I know that you don't focus on other results. Last time I was here, you'd beaten Huddersfield. We came in and all the other results had not gone your way. When you look at it today, it's pretty much gone the way you would have hoped, hasn't it?
Yeah, it has, and that's the boring old answer for you guys. You know, we really have to concentrate on what we do. We, as a group, need to not look at teams in and around us, not look at teams above us, not look at teams below us. We have to really concentrate on ourselves, because it's a tough, tough league, this, and results change every week. Teams win, teams lose. When they're not expected to. So we really have to have 100% focus on what we do, and the players have been fantastic. So, you know, I'm proud of them today.
And while you said at the start of the interview, hey, we're not saved, there's still a lot of work to do. An 8-point cushion looks good at this stage, doesn't it?
It does, but we had an 8-point cushion in January, I think it was, in May, before we knew it, we found ourselves in the bottom three. So we know how quickly it can come back and bite you in the bum. What we need to do is not keep our standards where they are. We really need to push to get them better now.
You seem to be in a really consistent run at the moment, and that is what you've been searching for most of the year, isn't it?
It is, and I think this is, I mean, looking back, some people might correct me, I think this is the first time I'll be able to pick the same team for three games in a row. And I think that consistency is shown in the results.
And with the window coming up next week, I know you've been having a look, because you do need numbers back there with the injuries that you've got. Are you any closer to maybe being able to bring one in before the deadline?
We're trying, and trying hard. You know, we've got a few days up until it closes on Thursday. But we need to get a bit more strength and depth, I think, to see us through for the rest of the season.